Hey guys, welcome to The Rebirth of a Once Married Latina, a podcast where I share my journey through marriage, divorce, and the life that comes after it. On this podcast, we'll talk about things like parenthood, co-parenting, the triumphs and tribulations of a single parent, the stigmas of divorce, trauma, mental health, and the healing that comes with all of that. But don't fret, my friends, we'll cover the fun things too, like sex, relationships, diet and exercise, beauty products, and anything else that we might find interesting. So grab your podcast essentials and join me for the ride. Hi guys, welcome to episode number 2. Thank you so much for being here with me today, and thank you for allowing me to hold space with you. As we start a fresh new year, some of us might be setting certain goals or resolutions or have a certain idea of how this year might go or the month of January might go or what the remainder of the school year, how that's supposed to go. And some of us even might have expectations of things. And some of those things, goals and resolutions and ideas of how we think things are going to happen, those might come with certain expectations. But what happens when those expectations aren't met? And why are we setting certain expectations? Are they manageable? Are they realistic? What is the difference between an expectation and a goal? Is it good to have expectations for our children, for our partners, for our family members? Is it good to have certain expectations for your co-parent? I talked a little bit about expectation versus reality in the first episode and just the crazy expectations that I had for my co-parent and I. And the reality is things didn't go at all like I thought they were going to go. And what I learned from that is expectation versus reality equals stress. When we so badly have an expectation built up in our head and it doesn't go as planned, we create stress for ourselves. And that's not necessarily a good thing. Stress in general is not a good thing. I lived like that for a very, very long time. It's something I still work on every day. It is something that I need to make myself aware of when I am doing it. I have to check in with myself. And it's something I'm learning to have a better understanding about it, especially when it comes to expectations that I have for my child. Is it an expectation or is it a goal? And if I do have expectations for him, are they healthy? Or am I just going to stress him out? He's 8 years old. So if we look up the word expectation, the dictionary defines it as a strong belief that something will happen or be the case in the future. And that was my biggest problem, guys. The future. I so badly wanted things to go a certain way. I expected them to go a certain way that I controlled everything in between to make sure that things happened the way I expected them to happen. That's crazy, right? Like, why would I put that stress on myself? Not only that, but I wouldn't let things happen organically. I wouldn't let things just flow. And again, that is so stressful and not healthy. And then when you're doing that, you're not enjoying the moment. You're not living in the now. Also, I'm not a mind reader. I don't know what the future holds. Is shit gonna happen? Yes. Now I know that. Aurora, 3 years ago, was still holding on to the hope that she was a mind reader and she could predict the future. Could have saved us a lot of time last year. Now I understand that it's better to live in the now and just to take it one day at a time versus trying to control every single detail and every single thing to have the best experience possible. Because guess what? Sometimes when we just take things as they come, it's a lot better and it's less stressful and it's more fun and we get to enjoy life better. Now, I can sit here and try to explain to you why during my marriage, I held on to a lot of expectations from my partner and why I so badly wanted to control things. But this is not that episode. This episode is just about expectations. So let's start with something easy. Expectations versus goals. Let's take a little break, go get a beverage, check on everybody, make sure we're all good, and we'll come back and talk about the difference between an expectation and a goal. Remember from the definition, an expectation is a belief that something will happen a certain way in the future. We're just hoping something's going to happen. Where a goal has a starting point and an ending point. There are also steps in between to help us get to the end point or to reach the goal. We all know this. We've been told this. We also know to keep our goals manageable and tangible. If I give myself a goal to lose 5 pounds in a month, that's pretty doable. I can probably do that. If I tell myself I'm going to lose 50 pounds in a month, probably not going to happen unless I'm doing some shady stuff. We need to make sure we're keeping goals manageable. And hey, it's okay. If you thought the end goal was going to be something and then you have to go back and say, 5 pounds isn't going to happen this month. I am going to lose 3 pounds. No one's going to know. It's totally okay to do that. As human beings, are we always striving to be perfect or striving to be the best version of ourselves? Absolutely. However, setting the bar too high or setting the expectation up way too high, where it is harmful or it's damaging our happiness, can damage our self-esteem in a not so good way. We should strive to do better, absolutely, always, every day. Strive to do better than you did yesterday. Is it good to have goals for our children? Sure, I think so. We have to try to keep in mind to identify an expectation that we have for our child or children versus a goal. Again, how do we do that? Is there steps to accomplish that, to get to the goal? Yeah. Are they manageable for them? Yes. If not, then let's go in and change that goal. Let's go in and adjust the steps. Because if we're not doing that, then when our child doesn't reach that goal, they're going to feel really shitty about themselves. I learned that the hard way. I had to go in and adjust his reading goal a couple of times with his teacher because it really affected my son's self-esteem. He didn't want to read. But when we made the goal manageable and I really stuck to the plan and I did my part, yes, it's exhausting, parents. It's one more thing we have to do. But when he was able to read words that he wasn't able to read before, he felt really good. And guess what? He wanted to continue to reach his next reading goal. Which brings me to expectations we have for our children that are completely unmanageable. When I found out I was pregnant, I knew in my heart that we created a little boy. I knew from day one that he was going to be a boy. I didn't, however, know that he was going to be a spitting image of his father. I didn't expect that. I expected him to look somewhat like me. And to be quite honest, I was slightly disappointed. Not that my child was not beautiful in his own way, but I expected him just to look a little bit like me. I also had to come to the quick realization that my child, not only did he look like his father, he had a lot of characteristics that were his dad's. My child was very shy, not like me. My child wanted nothing to do with things that I liked to do. Now, as a parent today, I know those were completely unmanageable for him. I would be so disappointed when he didn't like things or activities that I like to do. I would literally cry to his dad, and his dad would be like, get over it. He's a kid. Yeah, I should have gotten over it. Completely unmanageable. If you found out that you are having a little girl and you are so excited for that, and you are expecting to do ballet with her and tea parties and take her to American Girl, and then that little girl comes into your world and she
hates the ballet and she wants nothing to do with American Girl. And she hates dresses and bows and stockings and frilly things. You are going to not enjoy your parenthood. I am telling you from experience. Stop holding on to those expectations because you're not living in the now. You're not living in the moment with your children. And I really wish somebody would have told me that. Perhaps my ex-husband was trying to tell me that. I didn't understand it at the time. But I really wish somebody would have smacked me upside the head and said, hey, stop having unmanageable expectations for your child. Because guess what? I missed out on a lot of good stuff the first few years because I was so living, holding on to expectations. When we have certain expectations for our partners, we need to make sure, number one, that we communicate with that with them. If you are on the track to get married and you expect a big ass wedding, but you've never communicated that with your fiance, you've never mentioned, I want a big ass wedding. And then he says, let's go elope. There is going to be some hurt feelings. There is going to be some really tough conversation y'all need to have. If you expect your partner to behave a certain way and your partner never behaves that way, it's really selfish of you to be upset with them or to be angry with them. You need to take a look at your expectations that you have for their behavior. You need to check in with yourself and say, is this realistic? Can they change that? Did I communicate that I expected them to behave a certain way? And what happens if my partner can't do that for me? And when I mean behave a certain way, I don't mean you're going to take him to a party and he's going to be a good little boy and sit in the corner. No, let's say you expected your partner to stop hanging out with the boys every Thursday night once you got married or once you moved in together, but you never communicated that with them, there is going to be an issue. Number one, you're going to start holding a lot of resentment when Thursday night starts rolling around. It's kind of selfish of you to think that they're magically going to know that you want this behavior to change if you're not communicating it. Because if Thursday night rolls around and they're going to the boys' house for whatever it is they do, and you're being super passive aggressive and you're still not communicating, but you just expect them to know, that's kind of messed up on your part. You really have to think and look within and prepare yourself to have that really tough conversation. Probably one that should have happened before you got married. So now you're married, you need to have that conversation with them. You have that conversation and your husband says, or your partner says, yeah, that's not going to happen. I cannot do that. I cannot stop going to the boys' house on Thursday night. Then you again need to have a conversation with yourself and really figure out how important is that? Is it really super duper duper important, or are you just going to be okay with it? And if you are okay with it, then cool. Let's move forward. Maybe you guys can come to a certain agreement. Maybe it'll be every other Thursday night. Again, would this be that big of an issue? I was married to someone who had a really hard time not drinking and knowing their own limitations when it came to alcohol. I magically thought in my brain that once we got married, that was going to change. I had an expectation that his drinking was going to change. It was going to stop. It was going to become less. When we signed that paper, something magical was going to happen. Did I ever communicate that to my partner? No. Sometimes we believe that a person can change for the better. Then when they don't change, or their qualities or actions don't change to what we expected, we get really upset and hurt and offended. And what we're forgetting is we can't expect people to change or certain behaviors to change to just simply be our needs. All that we can really do is change our attitude towards them. That's it. Because remember, we can only control us. We can only control how we respond. And hey, if that doesn't jeopardize your values, whatever it is, the Thursday night, the drinking, whatever that might be, and you're okay with it, then I'm okay with it. If you're like, I'm cool, then good. But don't hold on to those expectations that someone is going to change or a behavior is going to change to fit your needs, especially if you don't communicate it. The communicating certain expectations can be really uncomfortable. I've been there. It's a really hard conversation to have, but we need to start having those conversations. And also, are you being realistic with your expectation? Because if your expectation is that your partner is going to shower you with gifts every day of the week and take you out to dinner three nights a week and fly you out on a private plane, I don't know, once a month. When we were married, on our income, that was really an unreasonable expectation. So you have to make sure that when you do have those conversations with your partner, is it manageable? Is it realistic? And if it's not, then go back to the drawing board. No one can tell you, only you, if that jeopardizes your values. If you're okay with that, then cool. When we don't communicate expectations to our partners or our significant others, our lovers, our people in our lives, and then they don't do certain things for us, or they don't act a certain way, or they don't stop certain behavior, we're setting them up for failure. If we don't tell them, hey, you know, once we're married, I'm going to want you to stop smoking, and we don't tell them that, they're going to fail us, and we're going to be upset, and we're going to start being resentful, and then we're going to go down a whole other rabbit hole. It's also managing one's self when it comes to expectations. Also the awareness. Okay, so you got invited to do something really super cool, and all your friends had done it, and now you were so excited because you were locked in for a year, and now finally we get to go out and experience things again, and your friends got to do this before the pandemic, and now it's your turn. Everyone's like hyped up about it, and then you go and you're like, nah, wasted a good face of makeup for this. You really have to manage your awareness of that expectation. Like, maybe you shouldn't have gone in with like these great expectations. Let's be surprised. You were going into this already with a certain mindset. You had this really great expectation because all your friends loved it, so you're going to love it too. And then when that didn't happen, because you went in with a certain type of judgment, maybe when it comes to events and dinners and activities, maybe we can tone down the expectations a little bit and just live in the now and be surprised and just take it for what it's worth. A fun experience. Guys, I was the type of person that could not find simple joys in things because I always had an expectation of how things were going to happen. Ask my sister, it drove her bonkers. I always had to know what was going to happen and I couldn't be surprised. It's exhausting to live that way. It sucks the joy out of your life. Don't live like me 3 years ago, not me now. Don't live like me 3 years ago. What has really, really helped me in my journey with expectations are a few things. One, remembering to just live in the moment and just take things as they come one day at a time. And hey, stuff's gonna happen. I'm gonna get a flat. I'm going to have a sick kid on a road trip. Sometimes there's things we can't prevent. And it's a lot easier to manage those things when we go in without expectations. Number one, that has helped me. Number two, when I do start to go into that place of, oh my God, this is not what I expected it to be. This was not the way it was supposed to happen. I have to remember that that's okay. Not everybody is like me. And to start paying attention, start becoming aware of my surroundings and start enjoying the moments. And I really messed this one up last year. We were doing some family thing and it wasn't my house. It wasn't my turn to host. And things didn't go the way I would have wanted them to go. And I got really lost in that instead of just enjoying the moment. And I had to check myself and I had to be like, dude, you need to check your attitude and you need to check your expectations of things. And then guess what? I did. And my attitude changed and I had a way better time. Also learning that sometimes it's not worth it to have expectations. If I go to the DMV and expect to be in and out like in half an hour, it's probably not going to happen. If I go in with that expectations, I'm going to have a really shitty half an hour. I'm going to be angry and my stomach's going to hurt. And I'm going to get anxiety and I'm going to be stressed. So when it's things that really don't matter, like trips to the DMV or, I don't know, red lights, just sometimes it's best just not to have expectations. Because in the grander scheme of things, those things really don't matter. Remembering to communicate my expectations. I was really proud of myself my last birthday because I communicated my expectations with my lover. And I said, this is what I expect for my birthday. I do not want X, Y, and Z. This is what I want. This is what I expect. And guess what? I got a really bitchin' birthday. Were they manageable? Yes. For him, they were very manageable. And they were pretty simple. I just didn't want to have to think about what we were going to do. I wanted no input, no say. And he managed to do that. And I was surprised. And it was very go with the flowy. And had a really great birthday. Shout out to my sister for a really awesome surprise party. Another thing that has helped me is making sure that I'm not projecting my own expectations onto people. Again, people are not mind readers. They're not going to know. But if I'm projecting that onto them, especially without communication, if I'm pushing my expectations on them, I'm going to be really disappointed. I can't do that. Sometimes as parents, we tend to do that. We can't do that. I mean, we can, we shouldn't. Sometimes we do. Sometimes I still do. But then I feel really let down and really disappointed. And again, it's like, well, did I project onto them? Most of those times, yeah. But the biggest thing I've learned about expectations is this. I cannot expect someone to change for me. I cannot expect certain behaviors to end for me. Because when I did that, it was, number one, completely and totally disappointing. It's not a joyful way to live. When we think in our heads that we can do everything in our power, love somebody so much, be the perfect wife, whatever that is, be a good listener, go above and beyond for them. And we expect what we do to have such a great impact on them that they're going to change their behaviors. It's completely and totally unrealistic. And that is going to stress you out because it's going to make you think that you're a failure. And it's going to make you think that your love isn't good enough. And it's going to make you think that your actions are not good enough. And it's going to make you feel like, aren't I worth it? Like, isn't all the work I'm doing worth it? You're going to stress yourself out. If you're married, you are going to stress your marriage out. If you have children, you're going to stress your children out. If you have children and you're doing that for your partner, you're not going to live in the moment with your children and you're going to go miss out on so much good stuff because you're going to be so focused on that expectation and you're going to be living and holding on to that expectation. You got to let it go and you have to try to remember to take it one day at a time. And it doesn't mean that your love isn't good enough. It doesn't mean that you're not good enough. It doesn't mean any of those things. Just means that you're creating something in your head that you believe is true and that it's going to happen in the future. And I hate to be the one to burst your bubble, but sweetheart, that's not going to happen. Because at the end of the day, what did we learn from episode one? We can only control us. You can only control you and your behavior. And yes, it sucks. It sucks that they don't want to see it that way and that they don't want to change. And it's going to make you feel like shit, but we can only change for ourselves. We can only want to change for ourselves. We can only choose to get better for ourselves. So when you start setting up your goals for this year, remember to keep it light. Remember to be gentle with yourself. Remember it's okay to change those goals. No one's going to know. when we begin those brand new relationships this year, let's remember to keep the expectations light and take it one date at a time, one event at a time. When we're having parent-teacher conferences, let's think about it. Do we have expectations for our kids, or is this a goal? And if it's a goal, is it manageable? If not, then let's go in and change it. You don't know how to do that? Ask for help. Remember to live in the now, especially with your kids, because they grow up really super fast. But you know that. I'm going to leave you with this crazy thought. What if for this year, 2021, we just let go of all those expectations? What if we let go of where we should be, of where we thought we would be, and just embrace all that we are right now in this present moment? When we let ourselves live without that weight, that burden of expectation, life gets a little bit better. Life gets a little bit more joyful. Life gets enjoyable. It becomes more enjoyable. So I'm going to ask you to try really, really hard this year to just leave some of those expectations at 2020's door. That is all I have for you today, my friends. Join me next time. I don't know what we're going to tackle yet, but we're going to get into something good, something fun, hopefully. I will chat with y'all later.